Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Get down, he's got a gun!
We're waiting for that one.
Oh my god.
Shoot.
We're having so much fun.
That was too loud. I was not ready.
I know, anyone who is just driving, I'm sorry.
Seriously. If you... Never mind. It's 603-803-3235 to yell at Tim.
Yeah, call in your complaints,
please. X-Axis, what do you think?
He's going to tell us. He cried. And that's okay.
Because he's a Pisces, and that's okay.
Oh, I walked back to my house, and now it's not Bluetoothed.
Oh, no.
It's not Bluetoothed.
That's how far they live apart from each other, guys. Between episodes, Tim goes home.
I needed more Zen. And a protein bar. How do I do this again?
Push all the buttons, Tim.
You just did it a couple hours ago.
No, I didn't. It auto-connected a couple hours ago.
Why didn't auto-connect this time? I want to massage
his thighs.
Because the soundboard was on when I got out of service. So
when you turn it on, it connects?
It must be.
Okay. While you're trying to figure that out, thank you. Go on to patreon.com/professionalcasual.
This is X-Factor.
He's one of them.
Calling. I'm on my way to go play Blood Bowl in League and wanted to leave a message for Valley of the Doom.
Oh, my bad.
No. Okay, I'll say that for later.
Brother, this is Tom Spain. I have escaped the mental asylum. I'm coming for you, Mr. France.
Oh, you might have.
And when I get there, your tumor brother will have his revenge. Love, tumor.
It's been a while since I've been threatened on a voicemail.
He's threatening to come visit you.
Yeah.
Tom Spain. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Tom Spain, Tubert. And thanks, X-Paxis, Rob, Iron Maze, and Tau for being our King Ding Doppeldongers, as well as Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Gilda Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, and Bastion for being professional kick sitters.
Bastion was just able to re-engage as a patron because he found John Wilkes Booth's lost gold.
Oh, yeah?
That sounded like a Tim joke. Like he didn't know where it was going when it started.
I knew I wanted to say something about John Wilkes Booth's lost gold, but I didn't know if I needed more context. And then I eventually decided it's fine.
I think it is fine.
Does John Wilkes Booth have lost gold?
I was thinking of a John, I think, and I don't remember which one.
Isn't John Wilkes Booth the guy that like shot Lincoln?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Are you thinking of John Smith, the founder of the Mormons, who everything was supposed to be on gold plates and then they disappeared?
No, he earned that gold.
Are you sure you're not talking about...
He earned that gold. Wow. Well, if you have extra gold, you could always send it to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. I forgot the town for a second there.
Mm-hmm. You could also send candy. We apparently like that here.
Yes, we do.
We really like candy.
I like candy a lot.
these Sour Patch Kids apple things. What is it? This wasn't sent to us. I bought this today, but just want to shout it out because it's fantastic. Apple Harvest Sour Patch Kids. Oh my God, they're shockingly good. Actually tastes like caramel apple and apple cider.
Tim
wants candy almost as badly as MCP pants.
Yes. I want candy, bubblegum, or
bubblegum and taffy.
Are we singing together now?
Sweet hot Sandy. Got my penny saved. I'm a sugar daddy.
If you just let them go, they'll just go forever.
You have an entire episode where they did a recap with me while walking and forgot to play road games. Just throwing it out there to the
Yeah, she was upset about that between episodes.
I know.
Oh, maybe she should talk to us and not be so mean. I understand that it's cool to be mean to Tim every once in a while, but not in the game where Ben is also mean to me.
Tim, I'm really sorry. We're usually like banter buddies, and we're not this time.
I was thinking about it on the way back to my house crying to get... I was like, oh, I get it. This is the one where we can't be buddies. All right, cool.
Like, I picked the wrong game to be the straight person. Like...
We used to have it balanced out with a game wherein I was very deferential to Tim, but no longer.
I was thinking about that too. And then I thought about how great that bit that you did was when we were on the boat and just completely removed my station as the ringleader because you can't be the ringleader on a boat. And I was just a cabin boy for like 7 episodes. And I was like, that was so good.
I treated you like garbage.
Oh my God.
That's the show had to end. I don't know. We've just met Green Warden. I'm sure she'll open up a little bit.
I don't know how Jess can play this character without opening up a little bit and being funny because I just can't handle you people. Can you imagine Liliana in this crew? Because blast.
We would never be productive again.
Never again.
We're already barely productive.
No. Yeah.
What do you mean? You made it 2 days down the road in that episode.
I found a vampire.
Allegedly.
Alleged.
She never said
that. Did
she
have a vamp?
Yes, she did.
I've been sitting on that one since last episode.
Chance to use it before you forgot.
I would have shoved it in too with and well done.
Yeah.
He got nothing.
Oh my gosh, so I'm so excited. Currently happening in the Nerd Fam chat, Sarah and Adam are getting like a little mini excavator for digging out their patio for tomorrow. And I was like, oh my gosh, Dan and I just saw this story arc in King of the Hill when Hank and Dale and Bill get the excavator and then Dale and Bill get stuck in the giant hole because Hank and, what's his name?
Hal.
Yeah.
Are like, it's like Drew Carey. It is Drew Carey.
Yeah.
It was Drew Carey. I thought it was.
It's so like.
God, I gotta get on the news.
No, but it's not even the new season. This is like old.
Oh, there's an old one.
Yeah, it's like season four. They have no idea what I'm talking about. And so I like did the TLDR of like, you know, it's a cautionary tale about the recklessness of, you know, misusing large equipment and all that. But Sarah was like, you know, we're only going down 4 inches, so I think we'll be okay. And I was like, to be fair, you do not give off Dale or Bill vibes. Yeah. So I think you'll be okay. Just don't let Adam behind the wheel of that thing.
He won't fit.
4 inches is totally
too tall.
He's so tall. His head was literally grazing the top of our carport when he stopped by at the yard sale.
It's 6'8".
Damn.
Yeah. Holy shoot.
He's a big old boy.
It's wild.
He's a very tall, very tall man.
How tall are you, Tim?
6'3". He's 6'7".
2.
Green Warden's taller than you. Sorry. I just used that for my mental comparison.
I've killed more demons than her, though, in my personal life.
That you know of.
Yeah. Tim has killed more demons. Well, something has been doing the killing here in Unterfraus, you found this body, missing eyes.
I think we need to check Lucky's wet bag.
And
they might be in there, honestly.
You don't need to test Webby with his lore anatomy and everything. You can clearly tell this person was shot in the back as they were running away out of town.
That's what you get for being alone. It happens literally to the best people I know.
I thought you were going to say, Webby can clearly tell this person's eyes have been
I'm going to shock you guys, but no eyes on this person.
No eyes.
Actually, if you want to investigate him at all, you can give me a challenging heal test. Or lore medicine.
Seven success levels.
Seven success levels.
Your medicine.
So you can actually figure this person had their eyes removed before they were dead.
Scandalous.
That's super interesting.
And then were apparently shot as they were fleeing the town.
Oh, man. This place came pre-Meenud. Somebody tortured him and then shot him in the back.
That's just rude.
That's all of your skill set.
Honestly, who thinks they can replace me?
Raph's champion him up a little.
That's right. I will torture the torturer.
Is removing eyes a torture technique?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're not pretending to be asleep during it, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't need your eyes to live, really. So.
Problem is keeping the person alive while removing their eyes.
It's not a problem. It's a trifle. Inconvenience at best.
Here's the thing. I fast-forwarded through those scenes in hostels, so I know you can do it.
Did you?
Yes, we did. But we watched it when his mom was home.
So there might be.
We fast forwarded through the parts in the beginning of the movie because mom was home.
Yeah.
But if someone's in there removing eyes before people are dead, they're either a very skilled surgeon or a very impractical wizard. Hmm. So.
Do these look like they were removed with precision or rudely removed?
That's got to be a thing I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Crudely? Especially with that many tests. Crudely?
Crudely.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, right? That's the right word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was this a stab or a yank?
They were, like, cut out.
This was a stab. Somebody got in there with with a knife.
A pretty sharp knife.
Knife.
But not with a skilled hand at all. Like, you'd be pretty disgusted by the level of skill used. So
it's like I did this.
I appreciate the passion, but honestly, it's sloppy work.
Exactly.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
What is Green Warden?
Is there any way to tell how long this he's been sitting here?
Very recent. You figured within the last day or two at most.
All right. This one's fresh. So.
Okay.
Probably still. Probably whoever did him is still around here. So let's keep a level head and try to find him.
Shot in the back with what? With a gun, crossbow, green lightning?
It looks like a bullet wound.
Ah, boring. So they also have guns. No, that's not great, though. Like, normally get shot with guns.
Right.
I've been all excited to get green lightning wounds up in here. And just, it's pedestrian.
Don't poo-poo on his excitement.
Carrying that stuff around is like bad for your health, right?
It's bad for their health more than mine.
Yeah.
Green Warden is still sitting on her horse. And while they're inspecting a body, she's looking down the roads. So that was a perception check, 2 success levels, acute sight.
It's all quiet.
No other bodies?
Seems clear.
So I think we should stick together, but, you know, check and see if there are any
things in his pockets.
Yeah. A residence as well. See if there's anybody around.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's nobody out and about, but maybe they are, you know, having dinner.
Right. It's not like there's dozens of dead bodies. So they're either locked in up in home trying to hide out from this murderer or they skip town.
Well, is this the place where we think there's a rat ogre outside?
No, this is the place where there was green lightning in the mines.
Okay.
We should probably start heading toward the mines in that case.
So you can see a bit of the map here of the town. Right next to you is clearly like a traveling inn and tavern.
Okay.
And then there's a well here. As you move further in the town, there's a temple and then a big rock.
Temple to what?
Ulrich, I bet.
Yeah, you can tell. As you walked up, you'd be able to see it. It's clearly a temple of Ulrich.
Well, let's check the traveling inn, right?
Yeah.
If anybody's going to be around, it would be there, right?
Yeah, maybe it's a whole bunch of people without eyes.
Yeah.
And that part's not weird here.
Oh, it's just sort of local.
Yeah.
Locals do it.
You know, we've run into some people that wear a tooth on their necklace. Maybe some people have, you know, their eyes in a jar or something.
Because, like, Unterfrost,
your baby eyes are coming in or something.
Yeah.
Right? Unterfrost, the way that I spelled it, it does not have eyes.
Oh.
So
maybe no one here has eyes.
Oh, my God. You know?
Wow.
They were like, hey, we need a brand. Branding, right? We're all about branding now.
Webby does talk about that a lot.
Yeah. So they were like, hey, we need a brand.
Not the kind of brand I was talking about.
I mean, I didn't say it was a good brand. I just said it was brand.
Yeah, obviously unskilled surgeon, unskilled brand, right?
Yeah.
True. She's kind of the boonies, so yeah. All right.
Which means there won't be cults here?
There might be cults here.
Okay.
Bananas Foster.
Bananas Fosters.
There might be Bananas Foster here.
There might be Bananas Foster.
I can't believe either of you remembered that.
Me too, because I was straight up going to call him out on it at the end.
I forgot until she said Bananas Foster.
There might be some very rough around the edges Bananas Foster.
That's right. That's right.
Or a cult that cuts out eyes. It could be one or the other. If you'd like a Bananas Foster, that's fine. I'd like to kill a cult.
I don't see a reason we can't.
Okay.
If you'd like a Bananas Foster after we kill the cult, that's fine too. If you need a reward, like a small pet.
Sounds nice.
He does need a reward.
Yeah, people don't pet me often either.
I will not be petting you.
Bananas Foster, you light on fire.
Yes. Like a
like a cult.
Like a
let's go check out the inn.
All right. So
I just made that connection.
I will say that I did miss Green Warden while she's looking about on her horse. You notice that the door to the inn is like busted open.
Hanging
on its hinges.
Oh, no. What happened to this poor town?
As the sun starts to set and the town gets dark.
That dude,
been here already?
I have not been here.
Because
there's signs of you being here.
There's a torture victim. Somebody got shot in the back and somebody kicked the door open.
And her eyes are missing.
I highly recommend you clear the building before the lights go out and you can't see inside or outside.
Yes, good idea.
Pick your building.
The inn.
The inn.
Go.
I think we've been here already.
I think we have too.
Then this should be easy for you.
Oh, that's true.
Let's check to see if we're in the building.
I'm not used to playing dumb, Danny.
She's not even dumb. She's just kind of average intelligence,
yeah,
but it's average
great.
Intelligence for the Empire.
Right, which is pretty dumb.
Luna has been around smarter people for long enough that I think that those skills just kind of haven't needed to be regularly
exercised. Right. Mia hasn't actually had to think in a long time.
It's awesome.
She just gets pointed in a direction with Beastmen.
Yeah.
So let's go inside.
Okay.
Tim, your antivirus protection has expired.
It's not my antivirus.
There's a big notice on the screen.
Damn it, Jan.
Yeah. I just click on install.
Oh, it's McAfee. And... yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's...
like,
it keeps trying to make it a thing, and I don't want
to be...
I
don't want you. Jeez. Get out of here.
All right, so you check out... well, I guess I'll wait. I just close it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Tim actually followed directions. Dan's just like, get rid of it, and then pretends it didn't happen before.
When you said get rid of it, I thought you meant the McAfee protection.
Oh, I just meant just close it. Like, it'll pop back up in a week or two. I don't care.
Well, do you actually do this part where it says removing your McAfee? That's why it keeps popping back up, Dan. Yeah,
two clicks and I'm done for a while. Now we have to wait for it to finish.
No, we don't have to wait for it to finish. It's not on screen.
No.
You're going to have to cut this out now, or you just leave it.
And we'll see how it
goes. I'll do that later.
Yeah, there you go. I'll do that later.
All right, great. All right.
So you head into, you see there's a sign hanging called, this place is called the Pick and Shovel. And as you make your way in through the broken down door that looks like it's been hacked apart, you see there is stuff all over the place. Tables and chairs have been stacked up across part of the room. Damage throughout the building, and the floor is all bloody. There's mining tools and other improvised weapons scattered all over the place. A couple of the weapons are bloodied as well. And you do find two bodies that are not missing their eyes.
What are their death wounds?
Like, stabbed and slashed.
What's...
they're human.
In their
two pocket. Human bodies, yeah, sorry.
Male, female?
They look like they were male miners.
Oh, so chill.
In the mine.
These poor children.
Anybody can try to make a hard perception test. Minus 10. Or sorry, minus. Again, it says hard, but then it says minus 10. So we'll go with hard. It was minus 20.
I didn't.
Oh, I got a 10.
That's not my perception.
I got 2 success levels.
That's my perception. I got 2. So I got 3 success. I got 2 success levels.
Okay, so Mina, Green Warden, and Lucky.
Jerry.
I knew you were going to do that too, and I still said Lucky. You take a look around. It looks like bodies have been removed. You can see there are darker blood stains and some smears, like people or Skaven or both or whatever were killed and then dragged out of here, displacing the blood.
Can I track the blood trail?
Yes.
No one has the track skill. No one in this game has ever had the track skill, nor will ever have the track skill.
Or outdoor survival or navigation.
Yeah.
I'm fixing you.
Actually, I noticed earlier you never actually put advances in track. Oh, never mind.
I did.
Advances in track.
BS.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you said that would be good.
Yeah.
10.
Give her a fortune point.
Are you ready for this? You know, elves are so awesome.
Do you want me to roll this?
Track is a species skill for wood elves.
Mm-hmm. As it should be, though. Like,
it makes actual sense for it to be
really
a species
does.
Skill. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, make a track test.
Challenging?
Average. Since you saw it before.
Sweet.
Wow, only 2 success levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see these tracks, the tracks of these like blood smears lead out of the building. Once they're outside, it's much harder to track, but with 2 success levels, you can see that they're leading towards this collection of buildings to the northwest, past the temple.
Toward the miners' cottages?
Yeah. Oh, it has those labels on there?
I can see all the labels, yes. That's but I can't weird. See the roads themselves.
Yeah, we know where the turnips and cabbages are.
No!
Yeah. Yeah. I also know where the cattle enclosure is and the yeah, that's it, the turnips and cabbages.
That's really, normally you can't see though. Normally that's only viewable for the GM. That's weird that it's on there.
Okay, so it's just starting to get dark.
Yeah. Sun is setting.
This quickly. Place was obviously...
He's doing running all over his dream board.
Yeah. You moved me around the map?
Yeah.
Just you little dirtbag.
I don't care about your safety.
Care about your safety.
Okay, what about the building across the road from here? Does that place look like it was broken into?
It looks like a house, yeah.
Let's go check that place out because I want to find a place for the night that we can secure. And I don't know that this is it.
I like how you asked him a yes or no question and he said yes, but not to that question.
Right.
She said, is it a house?
She said, does that house look broken into? You said, yeah, it looks like a house.
I was thinking she said building for some reason, not house, but.
That's house.
It looks, yes, there was a struggle here.
And it has been broken into.
Seems like it.
Ugh.
Isn't that a very different answer than the answer that was given before?
That's the same answer.
No.
I said, yeah, it was broken into. It's a house.
You said, yeah, a house.
Yeah, it was broken into. It's a house.
All right.
There has been a struggle here.
Dan.
My brain is struggling.
Dan,
apparently.
Would this area be considered rural?
Absolutely.
Cool. I'm going to stealth rural away from these loons.
To where?
The miners' cottages.
I will.
She's going to follow the trail, but she's going to do it stealthily.
I'm going to stealth better than her and follow right behind her.
You have to perceive me leaving you.
You have to perceive me not unfollowing you.
Not unfollowing you. So you can oppose her stealth with your with a perception.
Talent. Wait a minute. I have a talent for this. Calm yourself.
Why are you T-posing?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
He got excited.
He did. He did.
Tim literally just has both
of them
like a scarecrow.
When using red. Stealth in a rural environment, bystanders do not get a passive perception test to detect me.
Oh, yeah, she just disappears. You don't
yeah.
know.
Fine, I'll disappear too.
Oh, God, they got her.
Oh, but you don't even make it.
And after all that, she's not cool. Oops. I walk away.
You trip on like a random board from one of the ruined houses thrown.
Let's say the duck notices me and tells him.
Everybody
that makes me feel better about it.
It's like quack.
Where are you going?
Oh, Grimwarden, where are you going? I would like to inspect the house, please.
Okay. Will you stop moving me?
I put you over where you were saying you were.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who was moving me, and I'm just mad at Tim now.
So is it quite dark in this building?
Okay.
As the sun continues to set, and there seems to be some kind of humanoid form in the corner twitching slightly.
Okay, humanoid. Okay, I take out my sword.
It looks like they're standing.
I take out my sword and I approach it with my blade.
It might be someone that needs help.
It's a humanoid form.
Yeah, that means human shapes. I understand how Dan talks, but like, we don't, fair.
That's what it says, a humanoid shape.
I'm going to make a perception check.
Make a cool test, challenging.
It is twitching.
27, I'm so cool.
As you step towards it, a rat jumps out from a coat on like a coat rack with a hat on top. And scurries past you.
The rat has a hat.
The rat had a hat.
Yeah, I did say that weird, didn't I? The coat rack has a hat on top of it.
I love
it. I'm
you,
going
man.
To stab at that rat in the hat. No, I'm just gonna hack at the coat rack.
Did you just ruin this person's coat rack and their coat?
Yeah, it scared the crap out of me.
You passed your cool test.
Wait, it was like even a like Steven a regular rat?
Yeah.
I didn't put that together.
I said a rat.
Yeah, when's the last time you said a rat jumps at you is always biggin?
I didn't say a rat man or a head of beastman or a skaven. A rat jumps out of this.
It was a rat.
Was up in this coat twitching.
That's weird.
It's humanoid shaped.
Yeah.
Because it was a coat.
You know, when you see your hoodie hanging on the back of your door and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yep. Yeah.
Who's that guy?
So I hoodies go on the floor.
With all the other clothes. So
wardrobe. Are there any bodies in this house?
No, but it definitely, there is signs of struggle for sure. Things knocked over, broken.
Okay.
Green Warden, the trail that you're following of blood and like clearly people were dragged this way. You even, with track, you even spot parts where like, people tried to like grab the ground with their fingers and clove some furrows in the dirt.
I hate it.
It leads to this barn here that you're right next to.
Okay. And does the barn look like it's been broken into?
No.
So unlike all the other buildings, this one's actually boarded up.
It's not boarded up. It's just closed.
But it's not broken.
Light it on fire.
No, I'm not gonna light it on fire. Can I hear anything inside?
Cows.
Just interesting. Can I stealthily look in a window?
Yeah.
Do you want me to roll perception or stealth?
No,
or
you have night vision, so you can see in here pretty clearly. You see there's a cart in the middle of the barn that looks dark, like it might be stained with blood or something. But you can't see color with night vision.
Sure. How many cows are in there?
Three. Just in their stalls.
I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
It smells awful in here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're letting some cows out.
So give me a perception test that you're in here.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not based on sight, so don't click that.
It does not.
Based on smell.
Yeah. I can't remove the perception sight from this.
So if it's only,
oh, I have to click it to put it in there.
Yeah, it's only
I didn't use it before then.
Yeah, if you click it, it activates it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna click perception tests in low lighting conditions.
No, not that either. This is a smell test.
Wait, okay, there's acute senses that are actually useful.
Yeah, not just taste.
I've had taste twice on two different characters.
Difficulty.
Challenging.
I'm pretty sure Stubbs had acute sense of smell.
I think he did, yeah. No, I think he did. Oh, he would lick things too, but I don't think he actually had an acute sense for that.
I think that now is just a character tick.
Negative one. It probably smells too much like cow in here.
There's just a lot of smells in here. There's definitely the smell of cow and, you know, cow poo and whatnot. If you move a little bit closer to this cart, you might step on something that gives a little squelch.
Oh.
And you see there's this a bloody gelatinous mass just next to the cart.
But that is not a shape, just a mass. That's gross. It's probably organs.
You get closer to inspect it?
The mass? No, she's going to one of the cow stalls, letting the cows out.
Okay. The cows will just kind of wander.
Okay.
Or one, you know, they might just stand there for a minute too because they don't know you.
Yep. Nope. She's going to like get them out, like leave the barn. Do I need anything for that? Like,
no, you can just open up the doors. But as you're walking around, you notice in one of the stalls, there are two human bodies.
Oh, lovely. In one of the cow stalls or a separate one?
Not with the cows, but in another stall, an empty stall that actually has two bodies in it.
Are they laying together? Are they hunched in corners?
They're just like laying on the ground.
We're going to open the stall and see if they have eyes.
They do not.
They do not have eyes. Are they missing organs? Any other wounds?
They were clearly like stabbed and slashed like the people you saw in the inn.
Hmm.
But they are missing their eyes.
I'm going to leave the barn. These cottages up here, how do they look?
The same as everything else. It's all quiet. You know, doors are open.
Hmm.
I am pausing. Can I trust you for a minute, Tim?
Maybe.
Maybe.
While Green Warden, I keep trying to say Greenleaf. Green Warden is checking out this part of the town. Mina looked at the one building. What's everybody else doing?
I'm just outside the building that Mina's in, every so often shouting encouraging words, or just like literal words, not actual sentences, just kind of like grit, vigor, courage, that sort of thing.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
He's gassing me.
But also, I'm going to look around after a while. Maybe. Mina, do you think it's weird that all the humans are dead, but all the cows are fine? That doesn't seem like a beast sort of thing, right?
That
like,
does seem odd, yes.
Something was after humans specifically, or they just didn't care if the animals saw what they were doing. I think this might be leaning a little bit farther toward a Bananas Foster situation than I'd like.
It's smelling like Bananas Foster to me.
Especially if...
Bit of a BF in this.
Just their eyes are gone.
Right, that seems very, like, ritualistic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, okay.
And they don't need cow eyes, probably. Or at least I don't think cows would still be alive without eyes.
Yeah.
I think it helps them, like...
See?
Do filter feeding or something.
Can I make a Lore Dark Magic test? Are there calls that do eye stuff?
Give me a hard minus 20, Lore Dark Magic.
I mean, it could be just that Skaven eat the eyes. The eyes are the tastiest part of the human. That's just not science. True.
Right, there's so many different cults and things out there. Like, this could be part of some kind of ritual. It was nothing you've ever heard of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's very weird.
Use your acute sense of taste and figure out if something really enjoyed the taste of eyes.
I don't have a acute sense of taste.
Oh, you lied to us then.
No, some other guys I know. Uncle Rick had a acute sense of taste.
Uncle Rick.
But... Yeah, I mean, I think we should play this fairly safe.
I agree.
I don't know what that means.
Like, stick together. I don't know where the hell the elf went, but...
I think if anyone is safe on their own, I think it's her.
Yeah, probably. You know,
I think that we should...
I mean, we do need to get to the mine in order to investigate properly, and the mine is definitely less... It's going to be easier for something to get the jump on us if we're out in the open. So maybe we just hightail it to the mine so at least we have our backs against a wall of some sort.
Speaking of being out in the open and the fact that the sun is fully set now, everybody give me an average perception test. Tim's already looking at me.
Oh, average?
Yeah, plus 20.
Is mine still plus 20?
Yeah.
It's
sight-based, so you can add those.
Oh, it is sight-based?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm deeply skittish at the moment, so I got a 7 success levels.
Oh, jeez.
I have an idea of what it is.
I rolled a 1.
I rolled a caddy 6.
Oh, okay.
So that's 0 positive. 6 positive success levels.
8 positive success levels.
You bitch. Only got 8. She's an elf. She's going to be better at everything.
But I can't do better than that. I was like, this is the one time I'm going to roll better than the elf. And then she said 8. And now I don't care about my eyes anymore.
I mean, I think someone around here would love to take your eyes if you don't care about them.
Yeah,
anymore.
Probably.
For real.
That's probably what happened. Is there was a wood elf that just kind of wandered through town and everyone was like, get rid of these things.
So you all happen to notice that there are two big bright moons in the sky.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, yep. That's, yeah,
all the snow has this nice green glow to it because of more Sleb low and large in the sky.
I think we need to
call him Sleb.
Hole up in this house, you know, and just hang tight in here until the morning. You know, barricade ourselves in with the horses.
Yeah.
Take turns on watch.
Mina, give me an average intuition test.
3 success levels.
You see, right, pretty much across the street from this house is a stone temple.
Stone temple.
Pilots, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get over there.
Yeah.
Which, as you get closer, is clearly a temple of Ulrich. It says a modest stone building at the center of the village. As soon as you enter, well, at this point, the humans can't see. It's dark, especially inside this building. It looks like Greenleaf is right there.
Oh, my eyes are
Greenwarden. Why do I keep trying to call you Greenleaf?
I don't know.
Is that Legolas's name? Legolas Greenleaf?
Might be.
I'm thinking.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's just I think it was he took after the Mario Brothers style of naming things. I think he's just Legolas.
No, he's got a name.
Are you looking it up? Because I think you are.
I would like, as we're going around, I would like to start stealthing around because I don't want to get jumped by no eye gobbler.
I mean, same.
I'm going to not stealth around and instead say, hey, Green Warden, we're heading into the stone temple in the middle of town. If you wanted to join us for the night.
I'm right here.
Yeah, that is his whole name.
Oh, you did want to join us for the night.
You found me here. You didn't need to yell.
Legolas Greenleaf.
Oh, sorry. That's just my voice when I feel like yelling.
Green Warden, we found...
I was going to hurt a second.
You did. Shut your computer. Green Warden, we found more destruction and signs of death and outrage in our inspection of the town. Did you find anything of note?
The barn behind the farm had a cart with something, likely organs on the ground, and 2 more bodies without eyes.
Mm.
Dibs.
Interesting.
Feel free to inspect it on your own in the dark.
Yes, I'm getting in this temple with my horse. And then
That's such a good idea.
The horse does not want to go in this
temple. I don't care.
Wait, why is the horse not?
Given that the cattle inside the barn were left full, healthy, and hale, I don't think it's coming for the animals.
I will not be bringing
my horse inside.
You're not bringing your horse inside?
No.
Okay, I trust you.
Can I make a...
I quite seriously likely left mine at the road in the edge of town, not even in the town.
Mm.
Channeling test for some dank stuff going on in this temple.
Dank stuff?
Yeah, like bad stuff. Magic stuff.
Oh, you just want to like perceive magic stuff?
Yeah.
Give me an average channeling. I haven't done anything magic in a while.
I mean, weirdly, Tim is being super cautious in this game, and I'm very unused to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge bitch in this game.
He almost died. He, like, almost went below 0 wounds in the very first thing that happened in the game.
Yep.
Nice.
The very first roll of the game. And then I did get hung once.
Just once, and you came back to life. It's all good.
Yeah. I never came back to life. I just almost drowned in the sewer directly afterwards.
And then he got put in jail, and then he escaped, and then he went back to jail.
And then he got hanged after that.
Yeah.
Because he went back into jail, I punished him.
With my power duck, that is going to be the old casual. You said average, too?
Yeah.
Don't question it, Tim. Take the 20.
9 success levels.
Ooh. You see the winds of magic are pretty faint here. This is not like a strong spot for them.
Oh.
But you do see a few extra wisps of gurr floating around this big rock right next to the Temple of Ulrich.
Of gurr?
Yeah.
Okay. Not dar. I don't know. Ain't no dar?
No. Not any more than usual. Like, there's always some dar around, like, all the winds, but...
All right.
There's no collection of dar here.
Well, gar makes a lot of sense out here. But from that rock? Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay.
At least use the ascribed upon language when you're doing fake impossible magic.
I honestly, it was just a regular old wizard mistake when I said it that way. Okay. So that rock, it has a little bit of like nature magic-y stuff, but like nothing inside. So the inside hopefully is either safe or...
It's not like the locals just spit on it for luck or something.
You're not wrong. Like at all. That's absolutely probably the case.
Probably do.
Mm-hmm. But there's no dark stuff inside.
It is dark inside.
Of the magic variety.
What are the fortifications of this here temple? Like, do they just like a... closed doors? Are there like a is there like a latch, like a wooden slat that goes through the doors, or is it pretty much any all comers welcome?
There's like stone doors here that are ajar.
Oh, so you can see
right. Close those right up.
But the lid's not even on them.
Can I roll an intuition check?
4.
Whether or not going in is a good idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, give me average intuition.
Just like given the area and what's fortified and what's not. Is being in the center of this town a good idea or a bad idea? I could do this in the game, but I just want to roll dice. Damn it.
Your intuition is 65, so you're rolling on an 85.
Cool, I rolled a 69. Oh, 66.
Oh, not nice.
Wait, what?
I rolled a 66.
Oh. Yeah, a stone building like this is much more... seems like a better fortification than all these wooden buildings that have already been broken into.
Tactically, is being in the middle a good idea with this town?
You're still pretty close to the road.
Okay.
From here, the only door in or out does face into the town, but, you know.
Windows?
There's like stained glass windows. As far as you can tell going around this building, it looks like there's one doorway.
One floor, two floors.
Temples like this, being this small, there's probably just one big room, maybe like a annex in the back, where a priest might live, with like another like one other room.
I'll stealth on in there.
Okay.
You gotta understand, Green Warden. Humans that build their settlements not in cities, they tend not to build up too much because I assume it just confuses them. Multiple floors being. It's too much for the people who live out here.
Is it average?
Yeah.
6 success levels.
That's it?
What's my plus?
I can never remember if it's your agility or your initiative bonus.
Initiative sounds correct. Maybe it is agility, but...
I think it might be agility.
When stealth is an agility-based skill.
Yeah. Yeah, 6. If it's agility.
6 success levels.
8 if it's initiative.
It's real dark in here.
Yeah.
You seems like you're alone, but you can't really see, but you don't. You feel like as soon as you sneak inside, it's very quiet, it's very still, but you can't really perceive much.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do to, like, barricade the door?
Probably from the inside. The door's open in, so you figure you could close them and barricade them with something. There should be pews at the very least in here to barricade
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let me get some pews in there and affix them in an orientation that would be useful. Or rather, Mina, go push some pews for me, please.
I have a question, mm-hmm. And it's a dumb one, because we all know what the climb skill is like. How viable is it to climb up the roof?
It's got like a domed roof, so not very. Damn. You could if you want, but you have to like Spider-Man up gravity. At the top.
It's literally a 50-50 shot. I'm not climbing on this roof. That's dumb. I know what fall damage is.
Does anybody want to make some light or anything? A torch or a spell?
I think we need some lights. I will push some pews if you guys will get some lights going.
Or maybe I'll light a torch for you.
Maybe we should get light before I push pews so I don't barricade us in something monstrous.
All right, so Webby lights a torch and you go inside.
Or a bomb.
I'll be the last one in. She'd be watching the roads.
Once Webby goes inside with the torch, the three people that are in there, everybody needs to make a cool test. As his light shines on another body.
Average, right?
No, challenging.
Bleh! -1.
-1.
1 positive.
I was hoping Lucky would fail. Make everybody get corruption. You see this person was clearly a priest of Ulrich. He's got a big beard, long hair, but he's been stripped naked, tied to his own altar with ropes, and Mina would recognize signs of torture all over him. and there's a huge pool of blood around him. He's been bled to death.
Oh, goodness.
Come on, waste not, want not, people.
A wooden carving that you figure would probably be a wolf in a Temple of Ulrich has been hacked into pieces. And you see what looks like used to be a two-handed axe has been broken in half and just thrown wherever. And a tapestry depicting Ulrich slaying a giant red demon has been pulled down and soaked in the priest's blood. Just, incredible levels of blasphemy and disrespect and everything. Awful. But the pews seem fine. You can barricade the door with this.
Okay, I will barricade the door. And then I...
Is anybody telling me what's happening? Because I am outside.
Oh, come inside.
I wish to be inside with this.
There's a lot of parts on the ground. You're going to want to watch your step.
I will
have you cleared the whole building before we lock the doors and whatever may be inside with us inside it.
There isn't a dead body, but I will...
No, it seems to be just a single room temple. Okay. The priest must have lived somewhere else. You figured that's why the horses didn't want to go in. They could smell the stench of death and all that blood.
I would like to, remove him from his bindings. I would like to lay him on a pew. Is there anything, any linens or anything like that I could cover him with as a shroud?
There'd probably be like a wardrobe with those kind of things, yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to really remove a tapestry. I feel like that would be disrespectful.
You can find like a wolf pelt to put on.
Yeah, I think I would like to do that. I am not a follower of Ulrich, but I can respect those who follow Ulrich, and I do feel horribly about what happened to this man, especially for someone as devout as he was. And this is pretty terrible. I think that we are, in the midst of something pretty heinous, you guys.
Yeah.
This looks really nasty.
Purely as a thought exercise, did he have his eyes removed as well?
No.
This form of torture...
Eyes are still there.
You said that I would know that this was torture. Human inflicted, like... You know what I mean? Is there any way I would know? I don't know if
you
would
be able to tell that. Yeah. Like, you could tell it's torture because it was like things that, clearly wounds that would not be deadly or caused by combat.
Just meant to inflict pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
We don't need to get too...
I would probably be able to tell if the wounds were, precise or not, but if it was torture, I'm guessing they probably were.
More precise than you would, obviously not just random wounds taken while fighting somebody with a weapon, purposeful cuts and things like that.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense that this would be Skaven, that they would be so... this seems like a very, targeted, intentional, grudge against Ulrich attack.
This sends message.
Yes, and I know that there is some, animosity between Sigmar and Ulrich, but that no Sigmarites would do something like this. Which makes me really feel like
this. But we don't know that it's not related to Skaven. There are glowing wounds that was inflicted on the miner, and that could definitely be part of a Skaven-like incursion.
Yeah.
But no, this is more banana-y for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can use the word cult. It is not illegal.
Oh, she figured it out.
Oh, okay. I mean...
She's really damn. Smart. She She's might so be smart. Able to read minds.
Oh my god, do you think her horse talked to Griggs?
What'd you just say?
Yeah.
Did her horse talk to Griggs?
What? You got mad. What did you
No, I wasn't mad. I was confused.
I meant Lucky got mad.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Griggs, are you telling secrets again?
Did you tell the Banana's Foster thing to that horse?
He's a gossip.
I mean, he has. We all know that.
Blabbermouth. He's got the long tongue for a reason.
Tinkerer.
He's a good listener.
Tinkerer. Do you intend to set the trap or should I?
Ooh, can we? Is there anything that I can do to assist? Do you have the necessary skill set for trap making? Trap makery?
I can set traps. Usually they're used for animals. But I will resign and say perhaps anyone coming in would be one.
I can help you adjust a trap for any non-animalistic targets. Basically, the way I would set traps is by using my engineering skill. Usually they're physics-based traps, like, you know, dropping a big ham hock on whoever opens the door, that kind of thing.
I forgot about that.
It was a thing.
Theory with sound.
I think it worked, too.
If it works, it works.
You know, my guess is that you've got less improvisational tactics, and I would be happy to assist if I can.
Correct. They would be less improvisational. They would be actual traps. But I do not dislike the notion of dropping something very heavy on whatever may come through this door.
That's really my go-to.
So if I use set trap to booby trap the door?
Mm-hmm. Is it all right if I give... Can I assist at all, trade engineering-wise, or is that a little too far beyond my ken?
Yeah, it's a bit... Yeah. Too far beyond.
Can he just give singular words of praise?
You can give singular words of encouragement like you were before. Yeah, absolutely.
Innovation.
Vigor.
How about you also push some of these pews?
No. That's outside my... That's above my pay grade. No, Mina's the one who pushes things. I stand and judge.
Green Warden, you can make this an average set trap test. You can use something like the head of the Great Axe that was here. You can use as like what could drop down on something, and you know, it's heavy and can cut them.
The doors push in, correctly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would probably want to barricade it, but also set a trap for if over the doorway, and then we could pull it, or it could pull itself.
Barricade, I know my trade engineering can work on.
Only 6 success levels.
Only 6.
Weak. All right, so you push pews up, you barricade the door, you set a trap for it. So now it's you four and the dead body of the priest of Ulric. And
we're also going to put some pews against these stained glass windows up the long ways to block windows.
And you're going to spend the night?
Yeah, I would like to also do, you know, a little more investigation of the temple, see if there's any, like, you know, paperwork, whatever. See if anything was left behind or if this place was really thoroughly ransacked.
Okay. Give me a average perception. Oh, no, make it challenging because all you have is a torch to see by.
0 positive success levels.
All right. As you're looking around, you find like a piece of cloth or something is a copy of the Drekvald fairy tales that's open to the beginning of... a story you may have heard as a young girl called The Harlequin Hurdy-Gurdiest of Hufflepuff.
Oh my gosh, I used to love this one. Okay, so
Uncle Chet. This is your jam.
Uncle Chet used to read this to me, okay? And he used to substitute my name into it. So he used to do the Minaquin Murdy-Gurdiest of Minohoff. Right? He would like substitute my name into it, okay?
Please.
So funny. Here is a tale told from days of old. Hufflepuff town within the dark Drekvald is the scene where was a most heinous crime, the subject fine of this worrisome rhyme. 'Twas 113 years ago, swarms of loathsome rats scuttled to and fro. About and about the old market square, their squeakings drove the goodly burghers spare. To the stricken place strode a loud fellow, his hat pea green and his tunic yellow. His hose bright red, his codpiece sky blue, ooh. He said he alone knew just what to do. To rid the place of the scuttling vermin, soon and sincerely he would determine to deliver this desperate old town for hard-earned fee of a single gold crown. The burghers did not demur, so then he spun the mauve crank of his hurdy-gurdy.
And then what happened?
And then he got rid of all the rats in the town.
And everyone lived happily ever after?
Yeah, and they all admired his sky blue codpiece.
Oh, how could he not?
Yeah.
If you are not quite aware, this is what a hurdy-gurdy looks like.
Oh.
It's the kind of instrument JB would use as a bard.
I thought a hurdy-gurdy was when my merchant fell off a cliff.
Oh, my heart. And then I had to kiss your boo-boos.
And then he drugged
me. I don't see the hurdy-gurdies. I'm assuming an accordion of sorts.
Like a weird-looking violin.
An accordion violin?
Yeah. It's not an accordion at all. It's like a violin with a wind-up crank at the bottom.
Right, but he said accordion, so that's all I'm thinking about now.
It's got accordion in the way that it's got, like, buttons. But yeah, you crank it, and then... Yeah, it's a weird instrument.
Yeah, it's just some sort of instrument, and it's leading all the rats.
But it's kind of up to you if you think your character would know what a hurdy-gurdy is.
Absolutely not.
Most certainly but not.
But, you know, it's an instrument, like a pipe or something like that, and it's leading all the rats somewhere. Like, you know, if you ever leave a pie out, the rats just come. Yeah. So it's like a kind of pie piper situation of sorts.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, wait, red crank hurdy-gurdy? Is there, like...
Mauve crank of his
mom. Excuse me, it was mom.
He wore very bright clothing. This was like all the rage. You know, every kid in town wanted, you know, the pea green hat and the yellow tunic and the bright red hose and the sky blue codpiece. You know, you had to get all those different colors.
This is in their Ulrich Holy book?
Not in a holy
book. Like in the temple,
yeah.
Fairy tales,
and this was what was open.
Oh, I see.
So maybe, you know, they were like, hey, we are having some problems with rats in the town. Let's look to, you know, some home remedies.
Yeah.
Let's get the hurdy-gurdiest in here.
Maybe.
Green Warden, I understand that what I'm about to ask might come off as offensive, but just know that it comes from a place of ignorance.
Oh, God.
Do you sleep?
Yes.
Okay. Like, just like everybody else?
Yes.
Okay.
You need, like, the same many hours?
I sleep when I need to sleep. And if I need to be awake, I will be awake.
Okay.
You may regret it if you keep me awake all night.
Oh, well, I'm a very silent sleeper. I barely breathe. Who wants to take
it? It's true. We almost always think that he's dead in the morning.
Yeah. And sometimes when I'm awake. So who wants to take first watch?
Well, could you just stand there staring sometimes?
Well, it's because I'm thinking.
But you are sleeping.
Well, I'm think sleeping.
Sleep thinking?
Yeah, it's like dreaming, but with a think.
So, Green Warden, I know that you tend to travel... What? I guess I don't know. Do you travel lonesome generally? Do you keep a watch or a tripwire or What should one do if not in a fortified location with people whom would presumably cry out, hey, there is a burglar about, in case anything happens?
Find a fortified location or sleep somewhere where there are no burglars.
So I guess keeping a watch doesn't really make sense. We'll probably hear a big sound if anyone tries to come in here.
Yeah, I mean, that works for me.
So I need to do here. I'll immediately start sleeping while standing.
Yeah, I'm going to find the most lucky spot I can. Usually, if it's like under a bunch of garbage or something, that would be perfect.
Under a bunch of garbage?
Well, like if there's a bunch of like broken pews and stuff, you know, like find a little hole, like sleeping under a table.
You know, probably made some practice pews while pushing things in the dark.
Yeah.
I thought you had to sleep higher up.
That was back when he was new.
I still like to do that. I'm scared. So, I don't want to sleep higher.
You're afraid?
I mean, I am on the cusp of being scared.
Oh, okay.
I'm not actively scared, but I'm flirting with it.
So Jess knows that Lucky has a mental mutation that whenever he is afraid or suffering from any psychology rule, he becomes a beacon of corruption, and everybody around him has to take a test to not gain corruption points.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's very cool.
It's awesome. When we rolled it, Tim and I were like, this is great.
Let's not tell anybody.
We didn't until it happened for the first time, which didn't take that long.
I mean, you really don't need to explain anything to me, Meta. I would love to experience it in character and be like, do I have to kill you right now? Because I'm gonna.
Because thankfully, it's completely unnoticeable.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, I have another mental mutation where I'm terrified of mutants.
So yourself.
I don't know that.
Green Warden's going to look at Mina and go, they both intend to not stand watch this night?
They will sleep all night, yes.
They will sleep in a night in a room full of murder under the Morslet moon. Yes. Do you wish to take first or second shift, given our company?
I'll take first.
Fair.
Yes.
Oh, careful. Sometimes she does wake up the next person.
Look, he's been holding on to that for months.
Oh, my God.
So years. Long ago.
It was like episode 30.
Well, I mean, in game time, it's been months. Yeah, years of our play time. That was a long time ago.
In my defense, leaving Mina to deal with all like the like lethal threats has worked out really well for us so far.
And honestly, yeah, we're firing on like double Mina at this point. Like, we got both of them.
Yeah. And like, what am I gonna do? I'm just gonna panic and piss myself.
And then throw up because there's filth around you.
Oh yeah.
Self-awareness is a good thing, Webby.
Alright. It's overnight. I'm gonna have Webby and Lucky, since they're just gonna sleep through the whole night or try to. You guys are gonna make a hard endurance test. Meanwhile, Mina and Green Warden, because you're staying up part of the night, is going to be a very hard endurance test.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
And I'll be a little nice here. Because you're sleeping in such poor conditions, like stone floor or hard wooden pews.
That's how I grew up. Fair.
If you don't pass this test, you will wake up fatigued.
Is this for cold exposure?
No.
I'll make it. I'll spend a fortune point.
Two success levels.
Testing on a 30.
I'm
wow.
I'm gonna do a fortune too.
I also got two success levels.
Ooh.
Oh man.
So close.
First time I rolled.
In fact, I got a crit success, which I think means I'm extra energetic.
I was testing on a 20 because it was very hard for me.
Yeah, I thought your endurance was better than that, but
I rolled.
It's not
my endurance exactly.
Oh, on nice. The
first test, but you said it was very hard.
So oh.
Okay. So I was like, I'll spend a fortune and reroll it. And then I rolled a dice. So I failed it again.
You wanna?
Nope. Don't ask. I'm not doing it.
How'd Lucky do?
I did much better the second time. I forget what hard or very hard or whatever, but I rolled an 18 on a 16, so I'm sure, or a 60, so I'm sure I passed.
Yeah, yours was hard, mine is 20, okay. So you're good.
Yep.
So Mina, you wake up fatigued.
Fatigued.
You did not have a good night's sleep.
I didn't.
Especially since you had to stay up half the night because only two people did the watch.
I'm sweepy.
Quick, unplug the camera while our eyes are closed. But in the morning, again, the town seems eerily quiet. You hear like a random bark of a dog every once in a while, or maybe the sound of like a horse neighing up by their pens. I forget where that was on the map. Oh, the cattle enclosure. There's a bunch of cows, like, near a gate of this enclosure.
Yo, what if we... I'm going to take down my trap.
Oh, yeah.
Just so we don't hurt ourselves.
You don't have to test for that. You can just...
Okay.
Oh, my God. We should totally mess with Schutzman, right? Okay. And there are horses here. We should bring back more horses than what we left with.
Then he would owe us 15 gold.
Right?
Let's tweet Schutzman money.
Uh-huh. And be like, take that, Schutzman. You thought we were going to lose your horse, but we brought you back some extra.
He wouldn't take that. He would buy that.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And then if he doesn't want to buy that, then guess what? Now I have my own horse.
Yeah, extra horse.
Yeah.
And I could name her Penelope Grace.
You could do that.
Okay.
You take a look around. There are... three horses.
While they're discussing their plans to sell the horses, I've opened up the corral and let them out.
Whose horse isn't there?
Let the cows out.
No, like additional horses.
Oh.
Are there any that are like even close to as beautiful as Greenhorn's horses?
There's no other piebald horses, no.
Are there any with fewer teeth than
as
Ed?
As beautiful as Green Warden's horse.
Oh, sorry.
While all of you guys are admiring horses, I'm going to get all up in that organ meat in the barn.
I want the sleek, svelte horse.
No, there's not one more beautiful than...
No, I didn't say more beautiful than. I said close to as beautiful as.
No. What was it? Just, Olora.
Just listen to me.
I wasn't. I'm sorry. I didn't hear properly.
This is important business.
All right. So Webby goes and finds the barn.
Green Warden, you said that there was some fresh organs in here?
Seemingly, I crushed one.
Oh, nice. I'll see if I can guess which one.
It's pretty obvious. So in here in the light of the morning, you see there's an old hay cart that has been used as a makeshift operating table. The cart is stained with blood, urine, and excrement, and the place reeks of death. As a doctor, you would recognize those different smells, I think. Beneath the cart is a bloodied, gelatinous mass. The very edge of it, one of these things has been squished, and you can clearly tell it is a pile of dozens of eyes.
Those eyes. I know. Simple answer, but sometimes the simplest answers are the most beautiful.
So the
but there are other eyes that aren't squished.
So the eyes are just in a pile?
Yep.
They're not even like used for anything.
There's a whole bunch of eyes here.
So those eyes are in a wet bag?
They were used for this pile of eyes.
Do you have dibs on these? Or
I did call dibs on the eyes, but you can have a few.
Thanks, man.
He did call dibs.
I know. That's why
I used to be all about getting fresh eyes, but now that I know that wood elf eyes are so much better than ours, these kind of lose their luster. What am I going to do with them?
Well, maybe he got stuck. There he is.
How many eyes do I get, Dan? And do I roll a d10 to gather materials like a class?
No,
that has roll. That? Okay.
So you said that the hay cart was an operating table?
16.
Nice. I get 16 eyes.
Bag. Yeah. It was used as an operating table, you can figure. Like, whoever was doing this laid the people down and removed their eyes.
The real question, Tim, is how many of them match?
How many of them match?
Do you try to make them match?
Nope.
You have 6 pairs.
That match correctly.
Wow, that's close. That's pretty good.
It's creepy, actually.
It's really weird that you care about that.
Well, seems weird that they decided to come here in order to do the eye removal. I kind of figured they would just do it wherever they had eyes at. This is a very peculiarly strategic and procedural torture and eye removal program out in the boonies.
Mm. It's very strange.
Green Warden is inspecting the side of town to see which way people may have come or gone. Because she's not concerned about what happened here so much as where it went.
Where is everybody? All right, give me a challenging track test.
To trailer capture game? No.
No.
Didn't think so. Nah, didn't think so.
So you can follow the trail here. It goes right along the path of the town to the north. You can see there's one last farm up here by those turnips and cabbages, and then the road curves to the west. And you can see you come upon the entrance of the mine in the side of the hill here. There's a small foundry where clearly they do some smelting immediately after removing things from the mine.
Does it look like it's been recently used?
Like, foundry? No.
Anything in the mining area?
No. Other than you can see, like, clearly there have been a lot of there's been a lot of foot traffic through here. Recently.
No blood?
There's blood.
There's blood?
There is. Okay. That's why even though you failed the track test, mm-hmm. you can easily follow the path, mm-hmm. but there's other things you didn't quite notice.
Okay.
But you see the entrance to this mine. You hear some sounds echoing from inside.
And that is where I turn around and go back.
And we'll find out what happens in 282 in this creepy town.
What are we gonna do?
Can you do?
Probably something I did.